Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
What's in a name?
Turns out a lot.
Welcome to the crazy world of expert baby naming.
From backstabbing, judging, and stealing baby names.
To couples who just cannot agree. Anyone else think Vito suddenly sounds like a good name?
No way.
To parents who just want not to regret being
too safe,
too daring,
or too emotional to decide anything?
Let me overthink this for you. Each week, we're helping real parents-to-be with their huge name dilemmas, researching off the A to Z to find a name you'll be more excited to announce than the actual baby's birth. Because the reaction you want when you name your baby is envy. Hey guys, welcome back to a new episode of Baby Name Envy, where we are answering all your real life baby name dilemmas. There are so many babies on the way, Naomi.
I know.
It's actually going to be our busy season. Do you know most babies are born in September?
Yes, I did know that. And I am a September baby. So yeah. it's the Christmas thing, isn't it?
It's the new year.
It's the new year.
Everyone's
there were so many
jolly
September babies in my school. I remember it. It was like birthday after birthday.
Yeah. So we're like in our busy season, basically, because these babies will basically not get named without us.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we are such brave namers. So today we are actually also helping a 30-year-old woman who wants to change her name. She is missing a link with her own name. Okay. We're looking for a brave middle name for a pretty brave first name, which we'll look at later on.
Great.
And a bunch more dilemmas, because we are self-confessed, quite not as brave in our first names as we are in our middle spot. So we asked on our Baby Name Envy community, if you want to join the community, you can do that over on Instagram for free. There's loads of dilemmas you can get involved with over there. So we asked them to give us some names to see who's the best.
To be fair, we were inundated with names, so it was really difficult to narrow them down. We had to just get it down to sort of three girls and three boys, because we were like, we've just got to get on with this.
Because really what we want to do is beat each other with a better name.
And it was just so stressful, as you can imagine. And I'm already worried that Sarah Jane let slip earlier. You know, those really brave middle names that we've come up with. And I was like, oh no, I've just come up with what I think are good.
I was psyching
you out. Were you
psyching? I am so
It's worked.
With my middle names.
I've even got a tissue in my hands. I'm worried I'm going to sweat. I'm not joking.
You take these games so seriously.
Oh, dude, I want to win.
You're so competitive. Well, you're not going to win because you've already said that you've just done pretty on paper. But maybe pretty on paper sometimes, Naomi.
I don't know.
Sometimes even beats overthinking it and going a bit too crazy.
Well,
but I thought the theme was brave, so I've done quite brave.
I know, I'm sorry. I think mine are pretty brave, but I think
I'm
mine
sure
are pretty
lovely.
Nice. Yeah.
Right, so for girls, so we are going to see who is the winner. So what we can do, because it's not all just fun and games, somebody wants to win.
We could put them on the Instagram when this goes out with this or that, and then Absolutely. We will announce who is the winner.
Absolutely. So the girls' names are going
joking, for... I am joking. I'm backtracking. Now I've looked at my names.
They're not that they out went there, wild. Guys. There you go. So the girls' names we're coming up with middle names for is Violet, Stevie, Eleanor. And for boys, we're going with Felix, Emerys, and Reed.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Violet.
What did you come up with for your middle name?
I was psyching. I was staring at you.
Oh, you want me to go first?
So I was giving you the... Right, ready? Drum roll.
Okay, so
Violet...
Poema.
Oh, that is beautiful.
Poema. So it's P-O... Like poem with an A on the end.
Do you know, I nearly went for poet as one of mine.
Did you?
Yes, I love that. But I wondered if we'd have similar... I've gone for Violet Noah.
Oh, have you? Mm. Yeah, because it's sort of that gender neutral vibe.
Yes, I liked it. I thought it because I was coming up with, I was going to go with Mava, but I felt that it was too French.
Okay.
So I started thinking about it some more, put loads of thought into it, and finally came up with Violet Noah. I love yours. I'm going like to let you Mava... win that. I'm going to graciously say that you've absolutely nailed that.
Well, I would say that Mava and Noah is a bit like Poema.
Yes.
I just really love this name. I've been seeing it recently and I think the poet is beautiful, but I feel like Poema, because of Emma, is such a wearable name.
I have
name,
never heard of it. I absolutely love it.
It's really lovely and I think it really works. And it's got the O from Violet, Poema. It just looks really, really pretty on paper. Mm. And I thought if you want a braver name for a violet that not anyone's got, it's really wearable.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Like I like Paloma because it means dove.
I know you do.
I always like that name.
I knew you like really Poema.
So I'm having to give you the point because it's a name I like. So see what she's done there. She's double psyched me.
I do. Guys, just smug smile lead, at our producer.
She is so smug.
Notch that one up as one to SJ over
I'm
there,
going, I'll leave with the next one then. So Stevie, now I have gone Stevie Grace and it is just because I just really like it.
Okay.
So it's not brave, I know, but I really like it.
No, but
it.
I see what you've done because I think there was Stevie. I was like, do I go traditional girl name? Because then it's kind of like balancing softening out the kind of gender neutral yes. Stevie. But I didn't.
Oh,
I've got two actually. So I'd written
two.
One and then I trumped it myself. Okay. So basically, I'd written Stevie Alabama, which I thought was like rock and roll. What?
I think we all know that Grace is the winner there. But yes, to share
I
the next one.
Then scratched it out. And then I thought I would go with something that's really cool. So Stevie means crown.
Oh,
so
yes.
Kind of like royal. So I found the name Rosette. So Rose, so I went with your thinking, traditional middle, but then yes. They added the T. So Rosette actually means a little rose. But I liked the fact that a rosette is also something you get if you win something. You know, and you get the little rosette.
Yes, lovely.
So you've got the crown and the rosette. So it's like your little prize, Stevie Rosette. Bit trendier than,
it's really,
say,
really,
a Grace.
Really sweet. I love it. But I prefer Grace.
Do you?
Can we not agree that Grace is like a really... I know it's
boring.
Coming across. No.
You may as well be
agreed.
Louise.
Yeah, you're saying that, but you can't possibly mean it because it's actually the most beautiful virtue to have Grace, to live your life with Grace.
As I'm demonstrating now.
So I think exactly which you are not demonstrating. So I think we'll all agree that gracefully it will go to Naomi with Stevie
we'll
Grace.
See. We shall see.
We'll see what comes up on that one.
What about Eleanor? I've gone mad for this.
Have you gone mad?
Mm.
You go then. I'll give you a drum roll. Because then I gave you a drum roll before it helped you.
So Eleanor, I have gone with, because I was doing brave.
Mm.
I was following the brief.
You were following the brief, yeah.
Eleanor Wildly.
Yeah, I like it.
So Wildly is kind of coming up. So obviously we had Wilder,
yes.
Normal first name. Then it's gone to Wild with the E on the end.
Yes.
And now it's gone to Wildly. So it's like, I love you wildly. But Eleanor Wildly
sounds so
very...
Oh, okay, so you tried to win it there with the I love you wildly. I like that. I like that a lot.
Are you gracefully saying I've won?
No, I'm not, because I'm going to say I wouldn't go with it myself because I've watched all of Game of Thrones and it means a wildling as well, which are not, they're not that cool, the wildlings.
Oh.
So I would go with Eleanor Rue, which I chose.
Oh, okay. No, I do like that.
Oh!
How are you spelling Rue?
I knew you'd ask me that and I went R-U-X.
Oh, okay.
Is that okay? Is there a trendier way?
It's normally R-O-U-X. And the extra silent Rue. That's normally how you spell it. But I do like that. So Eleanor Wildly or Eleanor Rue. I like Eleanor Rue actually because I like it the way it ends on the R and starts on the R.
Yes.
I might let you have that one. But Rue basically means like red, I think.
I just really liked it.
Or it means road in French.
I just liked how it sounded.
Okay, I was trying to help you out a little bit there. If you want to make something up, like Eleanor's very French, Rue.
Well, that's what I think. I think it's beautiful. I think it sounds absolutely lovely together.
That's what I think. What you just said is what I think. Yeah. Did zero research, just think what you think, right?
Okay, boys. Felix Shepherd.
Okay. Want to expand on your reasoning?
No, I don't. I think it's nice. I think we've given them a good little nickname there, which would be Sheppy. They could drop the Felix. I prefer Shepherd. I think Shepherd is, we're seeing it more and more. It's become more mainstream. Seen it on a few name announcements this week on the old Instagram.
So you just come up with a name
that you like
more than Felix.
Well, what I've done is think of realistic names that people will actually list. Helping.
I like the name Shepherd a lot. Yes. I don't love it with Felix for some reason. Felix Shepherd. For some reason. But I do like Esrae. E-S-R-A-E. So with Ray being a really popular middle name, Felix Esrae, really trendy because Felix is quite special, but it's traditional special, whereas Esrae is really, really unique. And it means journey. And I liked the fact that Felix kind of meaning fortunate or happy. It's like a fortunate, happy journey that you're on with your baby.
Okay, so you won that one. Then we went with Emerys. I went Emerys Cruz.
Okay, nice. Meaning cross. Yeah, I like that.
I really liked it.
That is nice because Emerys actually means immortal. So you've got this immortal and this cross, which is really nice. So I've gone with Emerys Soul, S-O-U-L, which I think is a really cool middle spot, maybe underused. And it's this like immortal soul kind of like living forever.
I have been loving the name Soleil recently. I was trying to almost get it into one, but I was trying to make the name fit rather than it fitted.
Yeah.
But I love it.
But soul is good, isn't it, for a boy?
It's S-O-U-L. Really
Emerys
good.
Soul.
Yeah. To be honest, I would give that to you just because I love the soul so much. I think it's just a lovely, lovely name. Actually, you could spell it, couldn't you? S-O-U-L as well.
That's how I have spelled it.
Oh, okay. I can't
so
even
imagine
get it
that
on
written
spelling.
On paper, S-O-U-L. Yeah, that's how I spelled it. Soul, as in your soul, not soul, as in soul, as in the sunshine. Soul. So your immortal soul, basically.
Yeah, I love it.
It's nice, isn't it's it?
Beautiful.
I was happy with it.
What did you go for Reed?
So I've got. I was interested. I've struggled on Reed a little bit. So Reed, R-E-E-D. So I was thinking about Reed because it means red, and I was like, "Well, it didn't inspire me. Maybe I wasn't inspired." So then I was thinking of Reed as like the grass. Then I started thinking of Reed as the instrument.
Oh,
the reed
instruments.
Do you remember those?
Yeah, oh, I do, in the clarinet. Very
the
hard.
Clarinet,
do they
the
have
oboe.
One in the saxophone?
The saxophone.
Do they have one in the
And
sax?
I was thinking that everyone who played those at school, they were always a little bit spitty.
Yeah, a bit, very spitty.
Spitty with their little reed.
That's why I went for the flute. I literally couldn't blow one of those. With the reed.
When did you last try?
I did try a couple of times.
Oh, did you?
Too hard. I couldn't do it.
You were very good at the flute.
Very good.
I feel like
it's because of my luscious
you
lips.
Were the original Lizzo, let's just say.
And moving on, my middle name is Lizzo. The original Lizzo. That's going to make me crack up all day.
She stole your niche.
She did. She did steal my niche. If only I'd done it in my underwear, the flute, I'd be a megastar by now.
We could do names by flute.
Yeah.
That could be our event. I'll have to do the names and you just be blessing your flute Lizzo. in your pants. In your knickers. I would literally die to see that. I could see us on Britain's Got Talent.
Lizzo too.
And I'm there going, Emerys Soul. anyway, so I went into the musical read.
Lovely.
I was in there with my saxophone and my oboe, but I found the name Sonata.
I love
it. So Sonata is actually a song. So obviously it's really, really lovely. So you've got Reed Sonata. I thought it was a cool middle spot that I've not heard before, used as a word name, Sonata.
Very similar to Sinatra, but yes, and I've never heard it before.
Never heard it. Sonata, which means like a little song, basically.
Sweet.
So I took the musical side of Reed, but I actually just think it's a cool middle name. So originally I'd done Reed Fletcher, because a reed being the reed, and then you make a bow and arrow from a reed.
I prefer that.
Yeah, but then I thought it was a bit too obvious. I thought something like they would come up with.
Well, I've got even more obvious. I've gone Reed Montgomery.
Oh, that's nice.
Because I liked it.
Yeah.
I just thought it was more realistic.
Oh.
It's the original Lizzo.
I've gone with that. Because I liked it.
That's really nice. Reed
Montgomery. Very nice.
I found that with Reed, I see Reed as quite upper class in a weird way.
It's do you?
Yeah, so I don't... I get the earthy nature from it, but I think on the right... You know, if you were, you know, thinking you did want something that sort of landed across all genres or with all people, I think that Reed is that kind of name. So I felt that sort of giving it the big middle name, which is usually Monty, but using all of it as the middle name, that it was really nice.
It does balance out. It is a name that I really like, name.
Actually, so... Oh, my God, I'm absolutely exhausted. I had to use the tissue for tears, knowing that I'm now the original Lizzo rather than for sweat. So thank you. Can you, SJ, persuade me on a middle name? This is the next dilemma, and I think we know you now can. So I've just come across your YouTube channel on my quest to find the perfect middle name for our second little boy. I wasn't sure the best way to contact you as for a name consultation, so please let me know. Anywho, we do have... a first name picked out. This is really unusual. So we've got Suede Blank Murphy. Fun fact, our first son is Sawyer James, SJ for short.
I like
Please
it.
Please help us find the perfect middle name for our little boy. Thank you, Kelsey.
Okay, so Suede is actually a bit trendy at the moment. I've seen it on quite a lot of name lists.
Really?
You've just done so funny with your headphones now. That's making me laugh.
It's because I'm like channeling my original Lizzo. I want to be a trailblazer with my look as well.
Oh, your hair look. But it's spelled S-U-E-D-E. So it is like the material. But funnily enough, it's a French word. It actually means gloves
funnily
from
enough.
Sweden. So Sweden actually...
Gloves from Sweden. How does everything go back to Sweden?
Well, so the band Suede, I looked at why they called Suede, and it was because they'd apparently got it from this word, gangster Swed, which means gloves from Sweden.
Oh my God.
So I don't know if that's true. What sort of site I was on. But actually, I thought that's interesting that it means Sweden.
Yes.
Because that's true. Because when I think about it, because they would say Swed for Sweden. So interesting. And I liked Sawyer James. I like the fact that she's done what you were doing there, which is when you're picking the middle name, going with the more traditional, with the more daring. Mm. So she's got that really well done, I think, with Sawyer James. So starting off, I've done things for Suede, like Suede Dylan. So you're using the D from Suede and then Dylan. I've actually spelled it the D-I-L-L-O-N for some reason rather than the D-Y. It doesn't really matter. Because Dylan means son of the sea and Murphy is to do with the sea as well.
Beautiful.
So I thought Suede, Dylan, Murphy sounds really
does sound
lovely.
Good.
Sounds good. Matches Naomi's pretty on paper.
Yes.
I quite liked actually doing the, because I don't think she's going to find another name where she can do like an SJ because you can't really, I thought you can't beat it really. Can't beat
you. You got those two initials together.
And you are
flying. Got it all.
Got it all.
You don't need to pad that out with a million middle names.
But yeah, I wouldn't do like SD or SP. You just wouldn't go there.
When STD.
No, you wouldn't do that. No, SDM. You've got with Suede, Dylan, Murphy. So I quite liked the alliteration of doing two S names. So it is Suede, Solomon.
Yeah, I like that.
You were just saying you liked that. Solomon meaning man of peace, which
beautiful.
Is quite nice. Or Suede, Sydney. So they're using the S and the D and the E sounds again, Suede Sydney. So it sort of balances it out again as a name, really works well with it. If she wanted to go a little bit more kind of trendy with it, which, you know, if you want to really stand out with it, I quite liked Orion in the middle. So like Suede Orion, it looks really, really good written down. And I think Orion sounds not too out there because it's got Ryan, which is quite
like
a normal
it.
Name. Suede Orion just looks really, really good and really matches out. Like it seems like a cool name when you see it written down. And then if she wanted to go Swedish inspired, I had a look at Swedish names because, you know, Suede, I went to Swede. So I liked Josef. So Joseph in Swedish, I really like it. It's about just J-O-S-E-F.
I really like that.
And I like the way it looks written down. So Suede Joseph, but they would say Joseph, but you could just say Joseph, which I think looks really good. Then she's got an SJ again, which is quite sweet. Did she want to have two little SJs? Or she might like Sixten. So S-I-X-T-E-N is a Swedish name that's really well known, Sixten. So it would be Suede Sixten, which I think looks really,
that
really
looks
rock
really
and roll
good.
Written down. So there's a few ones there. They sort of go from Brave to Naomi level.
Which, as we now know, is a trailblazing level. Yes.
So which was your favourite? So Dylan, Solomon, Sydney, Orion, Joseph and Sixten.
Joseph.
Oh, yeah.
Very much so, straight away. I
you
really like
an
Orion, and I do. But I think I would go with the Joseph. I really like Joseph. I like the fact this is about just a little bit different, but it is quite traditional and underused. I think Joseph is an underused, really nice name.
It is. And I like that spelling of it.
And it's a soft name, I think.
It is.
I really like that. Great. Okay. This is The Missing Link. Hi, SJ and Naomi. Since the turn of the year, I have found and have been obsessed with your podcast. Even though I'm not expecting a baby anytime soon, I have become distant from my birth name as I have grown and developed as a person, and even more so now that I am married and taken a new surname. I just don't see myself in this name. So I am choosing a new first name for myself.
Good for you.
And would love your help. I am looking for a name that doesn't have strong gendered connotations or a name that is used across all genders. Some of my favourites include Avery, Albany, Ellery, Miller, Tanner, Blake, Mallory, Bellamy, Tate, Aubin, Delaney, Cass and Tully. I would like word and surnames, name names and celestial names, but my surname is Winter, so I have to be careful with some. Yeah, you do. For example, a favourite such as August perhaps isn't right with Winter, and we've had that discussion a lot. I mean, it isn't. As much as you want to sort of just for it and give the advice, go for it. You have to really think
about it.
But
what a cool surname.
It.
She's done what you were saying you would do. Seek out. For a surname.
Well, and then change your first name to match it. I mean, it's absolutely genius all round, isn't it? I found that choosing my name for myself has added some complexity, and that the choice will say a lot about how I think of myself, which is really interesting, actually. The above are all gorgeous names, and I've been drawn to them just based on liking their sound, missing their link for me or their meaning beyond my choice that I can explain to others. And I guess she does feel that she's got to somehow justify it, even though you don't, by the way. I'd like a name that is unusual and cool, but that people still recognise, and not too naughties considering that I'm born in 1990. I have been moving towards this for over 2 years now and need a little encouragement at the end of the finishing line. I hope you can help me. And I thank you so much for your thoughts at this time. And I'm holding your family in my thoughts. Thank you. Well, that's really kind. Thank you. This is interesting, isn't it? Because we often say, one of the thoughts we've had is that we have this even with babies, when they've got to know their baby 6 months to a year, to sort of people say, when can I change a baby name?
Yeah.
And we've kind of had this discussion. And we're like, if we're really honest, maybe before they go to school, you have to sort of nail it, just because it's confusing for... Yeah. And ask their child. I mean,
it's actually
I know that
a really
by the time
good time
of...
to do it when you're getting married as well. If you've wanted to change your name, you've got a whole new name, first and last name. Because why should it be so unusual to change your first name when we change our second names, which arguably is just as difficult?
And have no choice in the blooming surname.
Sometimes.
So maybe
sometimes,
just...
yeah. Wow. So I've come up with quite a few good ones, I think, that I hope she'll really like.
I can't wait to hear.
Her name at the moment begins with an M, and her maiden name ended with L-I-N. So I really liked the name Marlin for her. So
lovely.
It's M-A-L-I-N, and it takes elements from her first, from her original name. So it's
that's not
sort of a huge leap. So she's keeping a part of her essence.
Lovely.
But it's such a great name because it's a gender neutral name, totally for boys and girls, which is what she was after. I like the fact it means strong warrior.
It's
a really, really strong name.
Gosh.
You know, fight for what you believe in, but it also means crowned. And I kind of feel like this idea of like she's sort of being bestowed this name, Marlin, for the future. And it takes elements, as I said, from her name before. So in Sanskrit, it means crowned, which I just think is a lovely name meaning and works really well for her. And I like Marlin.
Yeah, I do very much.
Because she said something that was kind of like unique, but people have heard of.
Exactly.
It's not too out there and odd. I quite liked, she sent me a few more. We've had a few more conversations.
Okay.
So I might drip in some things that you don't know about. So one of the things she was saying is that she's very, very young at heart and the type of person who everyone says like never really wants to grow up. And that she's really like outgoing and friendly and quite petite, and so she's got this kind of youthful vibe to her that she was explaining. So I really liked the name Juno for her, which means young. She's born in June, and it's quite an important thing for her. So she mentioned that to me when we were talking about her dilemma in more detail. Juno is the queen of the gods, which I really like. But what's cool about Juno, she's always dressed for battle. So whenever she's depicted, that's how she's always dressed. And her roles involve protecting people. And she's particularly known for protecting women.
Wow.
And I feel like that's really going to suit the client so much. She's a really fierce supporter of everyone, but a supporter of women, and Juno meaning young. It's playful, which I think she really likes. It is well known. It's not too odd, but fits a lot of her brief. And I feel like it says something about her as well.
Yeah, I think it's so cool. I think when you say it's well known, I remember that there was once that film, and there was literally, it was that once, wasn't it? But you would still turn your head and think that's a really cool name.
It's
you still have
cool
a thought
name.
About it, yeah.
And I think it's enough ticks in her boxes to say it says something about her as a character.
Absolutely.
And where she's feeling this missing link, it's like, I've got reasons. I've got loads of reasons. It's really young at heart. She was this fierce goddess. She's a protector of women and people. And I just really like the playfulness of it as well. Works really well. Found this amazing name. So I have to think about if it's right for her. So then there's two parts to this, how I came up with it. So the name Nolan, so it's quite similar to her original name at the moment. It sort of has a similar vibe to her original name, Nolan, N-O-L-A-M, but it's more gender neutral. So it's not either feminine nor masculine. And it means champion, which is really nice. And it's an Irish name. So it comes across, I think, as really upbeat and friendly, which is the kind of vibe that she wants, Nolan. It's quite sweet. It's quite fun. It means champion. But then what I liked, because I found this nickname, Naz, which funnily enough, we sometimes call Naomi, Naz, N-A-Z, which I thought could be a nickname for Nolan. And Naz means pride.
Lovely.
So I felt that that would really also embody something that she's really passionate about as well. So this idea of championing pride, Nolan, nickname Naz, playful, kind of fits a lot of her
really
brief.
Like
and it really sounds quite similar to her original name
it
as well.
Does.
It's got elements of it. So the last one I've come up with, and I've got two
that
more,
was great.
Came up with Jet.
Yeah, I like
which
Jet.
I liked because she mentioned Celestial.
Yes.
And then she says that her nickname with her family is Pocket Rocket.
Oh, brilliant.
Because she's like really little and kind of out there and feisty. So I thought Jet might again be just really
just
cool
really
and fun and
her,
playful for her. And then I found the name Jovian, J-O-V-I-A-N, which is a really interesting celestial name. So I didn't realise you have the Jovian planets. So
no.
Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune are the Jovian planets.
No idea.
And it's like a sort of subset of it. So quite cool. And in Roman astrology, the planets were all named after gods and people were thought to share the personality traits of the gods with the planet that they were born under. Mm. So Jupiter was called Jove and that's the Jovian planets and it all comes from joy and happiness.
Wow.
So to be jovial,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
All of those things that she's really like, this is how people describe me, this whole pocket rocket thing. So to be the Jovian, it's an interesting name. And
it
it's
is
kind
an
of
interesting name.
Jovi as a nickname obviously means happy.
And that's so cool.
But Jovian, I just think cause she's after something quite unique. And different, gender neutral, celestial, got
but
these
Jovi
links.
Jovi isn't crazy, is it?
No.
Like if she says, I've chosen this name.
Yeah,
and
Jovian.
And I'm going to be known as Jovi, but it's Jovian. I think people would be like, that's great.
I think it's really nice. It's all about being cheerful, being upbeat, and it's celestial because some of the celestial names are a little bit serious.
Yes.
So I've got Marlin, Juno, Nolan with the nickname Naz, Jet, and Jovian.
I've switched. I would be the biggest fan of Juno, like to the point that I would have it on my list. It's like a massive listed for me. But I've switched to Jovian for her, for the client. That is the name for me.
I really hope she likes it.
I feel really excited. Yeah, please let us know. And that's nice that she's given you
whatever
that extra information.
Whatever
it has
you
helped,
choose.
Hasn't it? Because I think when it's an older, when you're older per se, when naming, it is a bit harder, isn't it?
And if
it?
She wants it to feel like her, it's important to know that little bit extra about her.
And have to seek people and say, like, how do you see me? Because it's quite important.
I'd like to picture, actually.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Long distance name list. Hi, SJ. I have been following you for a while now, way before I was ever pregnant. And now I'm expecting my first baby in early October. My husband and I have decided to keep the gender a surprise until birth, which means we are narrowing down both baby girls and boys' names. We have a winner for the girls' name, but we are struggling to find anything that we're in love with for that boy. That's same old dilemma. I also need to mention we come from across the world from each other and have to find a name that is nicely pronounced in both French and English, since I am from Quebec, Canada, and him from New Zealand. It makes it quite tough to find anything that we can agree on, as the trends are so different in both countries. We know that actually from covering some of the New Zealand names. And they're very popular there. They're more chart ranking than you would think. Like something quite unique here can be a very common name there, for example. We both want to have a unique and different name, but not too out there either, if that makes sense. It absolutely does. As I said, we have fallen in love with the girls' names. Ruvi. I've never heard that name before, but it's honestly so perfect for us. I would love to find a name that feels the same for a boy, but I really need your help. I don't know if you will even get this email or have the time at all, but I'm willing to take the risk because if anyone can help us, it's going to be you. My husband and I met when on holiday over in the summer 5 years ago and have travelled the world together during this time to find challenges of visas and age gap of 7.5 years. He's the love of my life.
I love
that. And my
bit.
Best friend, cliche, I know. But I would love to find a name that our little one would fit us to a T. His name is Cunliffe, if that helps. Find a name that rings well with it. So our last name, sorry, is Cunliffe. So that's C-U-N-L-I-F-F-E. Thank you in advance, Laurie.
Yeah. It's a nice name.
Email. Lovely.
What do you think of Ruvi?
I think it's lovely that they found a name that they've settled on. I mean, considering... I mean, has she made it up or have they just landed on it?
I can't find it anywhere. I can't find it on any name list. I can't find a meaning for it, Ruvi. So I think they've just really come up with it.
I mean, obviously I love the nickname V, so if they can come up with
it. Oh, do you?
Yeah,
I love the nickname Ru.
Yes, it's so sweet.
Yeah, it's really lovely. So it's, but it's hard to know where to go for it because it's just a made up name. Or she's found it on some forum where it's kind of somebody's used it before, but it's not actually out there as a name. But it's got Evie vibes. It's really cool. It's very on trend. So the first name I came up with, I really took inspiration from her name because I don't really have so much to go on with Ruvi and their whole story about kind of like they've traveled the world together.
Yeah.
They're from across the water from each other.
Amazing.
So Laurie actually means laurel, but it also means sweet bay tree.
Sweet.
You would get this. So I loved taking from that the name Bay.
Yes.
So it's such a beautiful name. I think Ruvi and Bay sound really trendy together, but you've also got this kind of theme of being outdoors, being across the pond from each other. They've travelled so much. They said the challenges of visas and these age gaps, and they've just really worked hard to be together. And I think that that sort of bringing in that travel vibe and being
beautiful.
By the bay, him being from New Zealand, it just kind of really, really works.
Yes.
And isn't Bay also like, if you fancy somebody, or Bay?
Boo.
Bay. I think Bay as well.
Oh,
baby.
It's probably the newest thing is Bay, and I don't know, but I think it is really trendy.
Obviously, I say babe.
Yeah. Honey.
The other name I came up with, so looking at ocean-themed names, because I loved this idea of this kind of long-distance love that they've got. So I liked Remy. So taking the French from the Quebec, and I thought Ruvi and Remy would sound really, really good together.
Gorgeous. Who was it that's just done Remy as their baby name? And it was quite a shock when they announced it, I found. Oh,
you're thinking of Boris Johnson? He's done Romy.
No, I'm not.
Oh.
No. It's someone, maybe it's Catherine the singer that we like that's married David Foster, the older guy. They've
oh,
got an
yeah,
age gap.
They've got Remy.
They suddenly did Remy. She said
yes.
They just didn't have a name and it suddenly just stuck and they liked it.
Oh, I love
it. I think
it.
It is a really sweet name that could stick. Actually, I was only thinking about the name Demi the other day and I just really do like that sound. I think it's a really sweet. And
yeah,
I
know a few Remys and it's
sweet.
Always very cool people. It means oarsman.
Oh, lush.
So it's kind of outdoorsy. It's kind
yes.
of gentle for a boy. And it's, if she's really struggled and then they found Ruvi, I feel like Remy could really, really work. And I like the fact they're across the water from each other. They obviously travel so much, and I think it really works to have this ocean themed name. And it might, I don't know how popular it would be in Canada, Remy, because it's rising here, but I would say it's still on the outskirts. I reckon it's
good.
Like where Finn was when I chose Finn,
right?
Where it was kind of like on the outskirts and it's
yeah.
gone up. How about the name Jarvis? So it's
like
a really
it.
Interesting name. It actually comes from French, comes from Gervais, which was Ricky
wow.
Gervais. But it means spear. But what I liked about it is it's this French vibe name that really works with Ruvi. Jarvis.
Yeah.
So Ruvi and Jarvis sound really trendy.
Are you getting
together.
Real French vibes from Ruvi? Yes.
Oh, quite French vibes.
I think
that's her
well.
Sort of vibe as well because she, where
yeah,
she's
from
they've got the French names.
Yeah.
But I just thought Jarvis sounds really, really nice and where she's sort of, oh, I'm putting my password in. Where she's kind of struggled with names. I feel like I really was trying to jump off with Ruvi. And I've got two more. So I had Roman.
Yes, I like Roman very much. I think they'll have heard of Roman and maybe have discounted it.
Do you
that
think?
That said, we actually just don't know. If they're from New Zealand and Canada,
yeah.
maybe they haven't. And I absolutely love it.
I think Roman Cunliffe sounds really,
well,
really
he sounds
trendy.
Hot, let's be honest.
Laurie and Raymond inappropriate.
Yeah, I'd travel the world for him, I think.
There would be an age gap there, wouldn't there? I feel like Ruby and Roman sound really, really trendy together. I think it works. It sounds like a travel-y type of a name. Obviously, it's like a period in time, but also means coming from Rome. I just think it really, really works. You could do the French version, which is Romaine. We should have known from Selling Sunset.
Exactly. I was like, where have I heard that? Didn't need to think twice about that.
Anything from Selling Sunset.
Not sure what Mary sees in Romaine. Is anyone else with me on that, on Selling Sunset? It's like, it's so funny.
It's really popular, Roman, at the moment. I liked it because from her, I do get this real, they're so in love. And I thought it does sound a bit like Romeo and that romance, Roman. Yes. It sort of works. And they're so in love. Like, you know, she's even written saying how much, you know, no one ever does that.
No. Not when they're pregnant. Not when they're pregnant.
Not about their birth father.
No, I even travelled the world for him. It would be that tone.
And the very last one I've got, which is a bit of a wild card, I must say. I was trying to find something that was really kind of like them to a T, like she said. But I was looking at what is the halfway point, basically, in the world between Canada and New Zealand. And it's this place in Hawaii called Hilo, H-I-L-O. Wow. So it's quite fun. So the closest city is actually Honolulu.
Wow.
But then I found a name, it's not Hilo, definitely you can really go with that, but I found a name, Heli, H-E-L-I, Heli is a name which means the salt water of the ocean.
Wow.
So again, there's kind of like, we are long distance, we've made this relationship work so hard.
Yes.
You're called Heli because that's our midway point, with the salt water of the ocean, and it's after this place in Hawaii type of vibe. So see what you think about it. Ruby and Heli.
Those are lovely.
Could sound really, really nice.
They sound really
great.
Gender
neutral name.
So they're interesting ones. You reminded me with saying that we've got a reel of Hawaiian names, I'm sure, on which we did absolutely ages ago when they were released their name list. Because I love the name Koa and I've never forgotten it.
Yes.
So that could be a really interesting route for them to go down.
Yeah,
to
just Hawaiian
think
names.
It's our middle place because there are some strong lists there.
Oh, they're amazing.
They are.
The
and
Hawaiian
they're really
names.
The thing at the moment. So have a
look on the Instagram,
on
Baby
Reels.
And Envy, if you like the idea of doing a Hawaiian name, because it's like kind of like, if you type in what is the country in the centre, I don't know if you've ever been to
That's
Hawaii.
Amazing.
I would go now. To make sure that
quickly
it has to be
go, or go
in
when you've had
name.
The baby, have
I'll
a baby
come.
Moon.
Yeah. I've always wanted to go there.
Maybe we should meet them there and give them a name consultation. Do you think it's important we meet them? I feel
like it would help.
It's really a love couple.
Get them for a tease. If you send our first class tickets to sj.strum,
exactly.
We'll meet
I can
you
do
in Honolulu.
That, Lizzo production for you.
Everyone will be there. We'll pack out Hawaii. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening.
Thank you.
We will be back next week with more baby name dilemmas. If you have a name dilemma, just send it in to us. We are getting through them all. It is sj.strum@yahoo.com. Give us lots of info. If you can't wait, you've got a quick dilemma, you can just drop into our DMs.
I knew what you meant.
Over on the Instagram, which is Baby Name Envy. That's where our community is. There's over 20,000 baby namers there. You can tap into that amazing resource and get some good opinions and votes on two names. And we will see you next week. Please do give
Thanks
this
so much.
Podcast a rating and a review. That really helps us to get it seen by more people. And we'll love you and leave you. See you next week, guys.
Take care. See you. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.